But if I can give my opinion, Srila Prabhupada, the main necessity right now is not just sleep. Because you've been sleeping for many days and that hasn't gotten you better. Sleeping is not, sleeping of course is easier when one is laying down. It's a little disturbing to the mind if he cannot sleep all the time, but sleeping is not so necessary as getting some nourishment. You have been sleeping a lot, Srila Prabhupada.
That's all right.
You were sleeping so much yesterday, and even while you're taking these medicines. In other words, the idea with the allopathic medicine is that it does many good things. So I'm sure Dr. Ghosh could recommend something to help you sleep. So Dr. Ghosh might be able to recommend something which would help you to sleep.
That's why we thought, Prabhupada, we could go to the Kaviraj and he would give a mild medicine for helping to induce sleep.
What about the other medicines?
If Prabhupada could just take it today, one day more. Because, Prabhupada, the good sign is that your urine was more clear than ever this morning at 5:30. And that was due to the allopathic medicine.
Definitely seems to be having a good effect.
The only bad effect is that you're having a little difficulty last night in sleeping. Is there any other bad effect?
That's
the worst effect. But the Kaviraji could give something for inducing sleep. Or Dr. Ghosh could give something. If you can sleep, then the other things are not bad. So why not just take something which will help you to sleep? Then if the other good things are there, why not continue? I mean,
if the infection from the kidney goes away, but everyone agrees that that has to be taken away. That is the fatal infection. Kaviraj and allopathic all agree that that urine must become clear and that infection is dispelled.
And then you have to get the other thing that they all stress the most is that you're very, very weak. So the only complaint now is that you cannot sleep properly, but that's not very difficult. They can give you some, you know, something to help you sleep.
And that masseur can come this morning and give
Why
you a massage.
Why didn't he come yesterday?
They told him not to come. I told him to come in the afternoon. Bishwambar and Dr. Ghosh. But he can give you a good massage that will help.
Have you been drinking much this morning, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
we can cut the dosage of the medicine in half.
Why not just give something to help Prabhupada to sleep? That's the easiest thing. Want to turn that side? Or straight? Cover with light covering?
No cover.
The main thing, Srila Prabhupada, is that you get some strength. I mean, you were sleeping so much and you weren't getting any better. Sleeping is necessary, but you shouldn't sacrifice in order to sleep, you should not sacrifice those things which give strength and which take away this disease. You have to get strength, get rid of the disease, and be able to rest nicely. That we have seen, that the Kaviraji's medicine is not so effective. Neither simply doing without any medicine is so effective. We have not tried allopathic medicine because within a day or two you always stop it. Whatever you take for one day, then you say no more. And I think that this, if you want to get better, then you have to take some cure. No cure, that is not good. And switching from one thing to the other, that is also not good. Why not follow some series of cure, regular, and stay with it for some time? We're not going to let anything severe be done. That's for sure. And Dr. Ghosh has come very long distance. And this other doctor he's taking the help of is supposed to be an expert doctor. So, in such a critical condition, why not take their help? What can be gained by, again, changing to this bona mali? Just because there was a little inability for sleep, why should you give up all of the, you know, regimentations which they're prescribing? I mean, just like sometimes...
No,
but Prabhupada, unless you drink...
No, that's all right. But the drinking partially.
Yeah.
And there is a bedwater.
But isn't it, I mean, the greatest botheration is that you're not well. And the reason you're not well is that you have no strength. And unless you take in, you're not going to get any strength.
So how can I take out?
Well, it may be bothersome, but it's not so bothersome as being in this ill condition. I mean, in order to get better, you're going to, it seems to me there is going to be some botheration in order to get better.
No, no, I'm bothered. I'm bothered. Cannot get so.
See, what it would be easier if we only had to give you 3 or 4 times in a day, but you take so little at a time.
What can I do?
Can't you, I mean...
They said that one of the symptoms of this infection is this poisoning, is that you become averse to taking any liquid or any food. Just like you're expressing your aversion that you're not able to. But actually you are able to, but you don't want to. But you have to force yourself in order to get better.
But Prabhupada, one thing is that if you expect to simply naturally feel like doing this or that, how can you expect to something to be feel naturally hungry if you're ill? Unless the disease goes away, then naturally you'll feel like drinking and eating. I mean, just like you described to us, when a person is not Krishna conscious, he has to force himself to get up early, force himself to chant, force himself to go to arati. Naturally, he doesn't feel like these things in the conditioned stage. Similarly, when one is in a diseased condition, naturally he won't feel like taking the medicine or taking the necessary foodstuffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't force himself, then he can't get out of that diseased condition.
So that condition is finished. No stamina.
You won't let us help you to have that stamina?
How is that?
Well, we can sit you up physically. We can put the liquid in your mouth. All you have to do is agree to it. I mean, physically, it's not physically so difficult. The main question is the willingness. What's your
name?
I think it would be possible for you to get better Srila Prabhupada. But
everyone says Srila Prabhupada that liver is good,
heart
digestion is good, your heart is good.
Simply you're not taking enough foodstuffs.
That you won't eat.
But it's not a fact that you cannot eat, because when we gave you the enema, there was stool, which shows that everything you ate turned into stool or was digested. The only problem was because of lack of energy or strength, you can't pass the stool out. But it's not a fact that it didn't get digested.
Srila Prabhupada, please try. Srila Prabhupada, your presence on this planet is the only thing which is keeping the onslaught of the Kali Yuga from really taking effect. We have no idea even what will happen if you should leave.
If you don't invite him, Krishna Mohara.
I think Krishna and Balaram want you to fight Srila Prabhupada.
No, I'm poor.
Now what? We couldn't hear what you were saying.
I'm pulling down. Try pulling.
Urine is getting a little darker, Srila Prabhupada, again. In the last 10.5 hours, you've only taken 150 cc's of any kind of drink. If you drink a lot, often, then the urine will become clear because the disease will get flushed out. Plus, your body will absorb some strength and you'll get the... You won't fall down. You'll get the determination to become better. The determination and strength won't come simply by laying there. It'll come as you drink more and as the disease goes away. I mean, I can very easily say, don't make the effort, let Krishna do what he wants, but I think Krishna is doing. It's about 50 cc's. I'm all in favor of you increasing your drinking and eating. I know it's 50. Yeah. I know it may be a little difficult. It may be a little difficult, but that's the proper way to get better.
Yesterday you took over 600.
700.
And this morning at 5:30, your urine was practically all clear.
I mean, we have to go on some basis, Srila Prabhupada. And from the what we can see you, whatever you ate turned into stool. Now that is a good sign. That's a good sign. If it didn't come out of its own accord, that's due to less strength. And by drinking a lot yesterday, this morning the urine becomes clear, and by taking those medicines. These are actual, factual things we can observe. One thing is, you don't feel able to sleep. That's a bad thing. And the other thing is that you're being so weak conditioned that your willpower is weakened, your determination is weakened. So far as those two problems go, for sleeping, I know that something can be given to help you to sleep. And so far, willpower, if you allow us to take care of you, then I think that should be the willpower. Of course, I mean, we're not going to let them do anything bad. I mean, I'm not going to let anybody take you to the hospital. I wouldn't have done it in London except that you yourself said we should do it. Otherwise, your instructions told everybody, don't let them take me to a hospital. So we're not thinking like that. Neither am I going to let anybody take any blood specimen, any of those things. It's not required. These things which they're giving you will not, they're not, the only harmful effect is that you cannot sleep. But that can be given to help you sleep, can be helped. Otherwise, this Kaviraja medicine, it may be less agitating to take, but does it actually work? Now, for nearly half a day, you have drank only one time a little bit. But if you want us to take care of you and help you, then I think you should accept these. I mean, they're very reasonable arguments.
Srila
Srila Prabhupada, in the Gita, in one purport, you say in the beginning, when you undergo treatment, even when you're jaundiced, the sugar candy is very bitter. These slight side effects are bitter for you, but if you keep taking the treatment, we know that will eventually clear up.
This life, unless I do it.
What, Srila Prabhupada?
You get in the bone.
Light massage.
You wanted to know, Srila Prabhupada?
This massage you do is good. Which was the doctor? Yeah, one thing that we have seen is that when Dr. Ghosh and Dr. Gopal talk, they disagree on a number of points. Someone pointed out that Dr. Ghosh is a little bit old-fashioned. He's not so much up to date anymore. He's 82 years old. Just like he gave recommendation for when you wash your mouth using hydrogen peroxide. Now, Dr. Gopal stated hydrogen peroxide is very cleansing, but nowadays they make things which are not so strong and without harmful effects of hydrogen peroxide. But because Dr. Ghosh is a little old-fashioned, he's not aware so much of these things. Why, Shogun?
They disagree.
Yes, on some points they do.
Which is correct?
Which is correct? Well, it's obviously a fact. And I mean, anybody who's gargled with hydrogen peroxide knows that it can be, it's very strong.
Too strong.
I mean, that's the point. It's very strong. In your condition, it's very strong.
And to risk
an Well, Dr. Gopal, Srila Prabhupada, he recommended this medicine. And you took this medicine yesterday, and he recommended increase the liquids.
These are all Dr. Gopal's.
This morning, you had clear urine.
This is not Dr. Ghosh's prescriptions. These are Dr. Gopal's prescriptions. When they went in the other room after seeing you, these were all recommended by Dr. Gopal.
And he also was able to analyze your inability to eat and drink as a result of this poisoning from the kidney infection. So he was able to diagnose fairly accurately.
I think from everybody's point of view, this Dr. Gopal, I mean, factually speaking, seemed more up to date and able to diagnose correctly according to allopathic standards than Dr. Ghosh. And Dr. Ghosh, after all, this allopathic medicine is still a developing science. But Dr. Ghosh's knowledge of it cannot be as up to date as someone who's younger.
Dr. Ghosh was insistent he wanted you to take Lasix. And Dr. Gopal said, no, Lasix is too strong.
It causes
There's
this.
There's a new dialysis medicine. Very, very, very gentle and mild, he said.
But Dr. Ghosh never heard of it.
He had never heard of it.
I think Dr. Ghosh's value is that he's willing to stay here and attend to you, but I think that Dr. Gopal is better to, you know.
They both agree that it was the same disease.
Yeah, they agree that the disease is the same. They understand what the disease is, and they both agree on that. But as to treatment, Dr. Gopal seems to be more aware of the more modern and up-to-date discoveries that the science has made than Dr. Ghosh. Dr. Ghosh is aware more or less of things which were available 10 or 20 years ago.
We can go and see Dr. Gopal this morning.
Bhagavad Gita says Dr. Gopal is his close friend. He can bring him here once a day if necessary.
And explain to him that you've had some restless reaction to this medicine and get his opinion and new diagnosis, new medicines if necessary. And for your liquid intake, if you can take just 4 glasses of Complan in one day, plus some juice now and then, it won't be so much, so many times you'll have to be bothered. They all recommended that Complan is the very best.
Complan, Srila Prabhupada, is a drink, beverage, like Horlicks. I gave it to you last night.
Is there some bad effect to it that you feel, Srila Prabhupada, when you take that?
Not yet, but when it becomes milk.
Mm.
No, it's not milk, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.
Complan is
milk-based.
There doesn't seem to be any mucus this morning, and this is a full day now since you took that channa.
So, what do you want to do now?
Should he make you some Complan now, Srila Prabhupada, and some chana?
Have we been giving you Complan for months? 4 times a day is too much.
No, right.
Now it should be.
Yeah, in the morning is good, yeah. Some warm drink.
Give me Complan.
And little chana, Srila Prabhupada, like yesterday.
You'll take chana after bathing, washing face and mouth. That's when you took it yesterday. Every one of us is in agreement, all your disciples are in agreement, that you require to force yourself to eat and drink more. What can we do if you don't,
When I don't take anything, I feel more comfortable.
But you don't get better. That is the policy of death.
So let me die peacefully.
But we already just want to explain to you that we don't want you to die.
But if I become discomfortable, naturally.
But that's only temporary, is discomfort. It's only temporarily until one gets better. Medicine is only required until one gets better. Then you can throw out the medicines.
Now I'm feeling comfortable.
Now there's no eating anything, no medicine. It's really hard.
But your urine is cloudy again.
What are you doing?
Then I feel comfortable. But if you force me, then I feel uncomfortable. Is that right, Shrokar? Yeah.
But the other day you said that to fast like this means suicide.
I asked you the other night if you would fast, that you should not fast until death. And you said, no, no, that is suicidal.
Now I'm pleasant.
Want to show up, Herman?
Puzzled.
I mean, we're not able to let you go, Srila Prabhupada. We are not strong enough. We want you to be with us. We need you longer.
And give me that preparation.
Compliment. Yes, Bhakti Churu is preparing. Do you want to see him?
Where is he?
He's here.
Probably at RT. Guru Pooch. Now there's a class. Should we call him?
No.
He's here in Vrindavan.
who has sent the comrade?
Mr. B.N. Patodia.
To whom?
To you, care of Panchashil Flood. Actually, I have to look at the envelope. I think it was actually Srila Prabhupada. It was sent. I'll just check.
I wanted to speak and to reward. Therefore, I was asking Gita.
You wanted to speak to who?
To you all.
Should we call Girish? The conveyance was sent to you, Srila Prabhupada, here in Vrindavan.
I do not exist during Bombay opening ceremony. Ceremony should be where the gods that we perform and everyone should be given sumptuous prasadam. Whoever comes, of course, the opening ceremony should be performed as early as possible.
Here's Giriraj now, Srila Prabhupada.
So,
Giriraj?
You repeat what I...
Prabhupada said that if he does not exist till the Bombay opening, then it should be performed very gorgeously, and everyone should be fed sumptuous prasadam, and it should be celebrated as early as possible.
And one thing And don't try to make preparation in the temple, order the food shop from confectioner, have good stock, and this is
all of the prasadam are just sweets.
Sweets.
Sweets. Mm-hmm.
There are many nice food suppliers in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. How do you write this idea?
It's very good idea.
Hmm.
Except that we feel that you should personally be present.
Yes, Krishna. You are trying. I am also trying. Now it is Krishna around.
You are the jewel that will make it all gorgeous, Srila Prabhupada.
So I'm giving you the idea.
The complaint is here, Srila Prabhupada.
What should I do?
Sit up and drink.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Kirtan?
Hmm?
Do you want some kirtan?
Let's hop kirtan.
Okay.
Jaya Sri Krishna.
Double tap, please. My one task is this. I'm first now. You are all. You are always now. You have sacrificed everything. Material world. For Krishna's sake. That is wisdom. Anna vilasita sunnam. You have no other desire. You Europeans, Americans, you are born amongst material desires. And when you become free from material desire, therefore you are all bestowed. Dhamma-dhamma-dhamma. Oh, you are so merciful.
I'm here, Srila Prabhupada.
So, you're taking care of that convention?
Yes, we are, Srila Prabhupada.
Because you are Paramahamsa Srila Prabhupada, you are seeing everyone else as surrendered to Krishna. But only by your mercy, you are forcing us to serve Krishna.
When Bengali gentleman has come from New York?
Yes, Mr. Sukumal Roy Chaudhary.
So, I have deputed some of you to initiate.
Yes, yes, actually, yes, Srila Prabhupada.
I think Jayavataka can do that. If we can. I have already deputed. Tell him.
Yeah.
So, deputy, Jayapataka's name was there.
It is already on there, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
His name was on that list.
So I deputed him to do this. That's my fault. And he may go with him. I stop for the time being. Is that all right?
Stop doing what, Srila Prabhupada?
This initiation. I've deported my disciples. Is it clear or not?
It's clear.
No, what are these seven names?
Yeah, sure, Prabhupada.
Anyway, Krishna says, I recovered from this condition. Then I shall be there. I will be there. In this condition. To initiate is not good.
We will explain to him so that he will understand properly. I said, we will explain to the Bengali gentleman just as you have described to us, so that he'll be satisfied with this arrangement.
Dr. Ghosh has his scheme but actually the scheme is there in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We want to introduce that scheme through our Guru Kuru. We haven't got to manufacture scheme. Is that correct?
Yes.
Let them learn to rise early in the morning
and cleaned. This is the first game. They should keep their heads high. Cats are running in my eyes. I listen to him when he's crying. He will not sound system. He introduced no scheme of social honor, health honor, or any honor, political honor, for the
everything is there very clearly in your book, Srila Prabhupada.
The madman's scheme uses it. Sattigyo. What is that word? Sattavrami parasattam sattasattam. How Brahma sound is that?
Which verse you look at?
Sattavarami parasattam sattasattam.
Mayahi yasya jagadanda satani sute.
Maya, Maya hi dasya, jagananda, satani sutra. And this is how you have said. Maya hi dasya, jagananda. I'm sorry to say, there is no material contamination. The Bengal government or Paniyati, what is their decision?
At Paniyati, they have asked us to rewrite a letter. We have already written a letter to the chairman of the municipality. And they are going to take up the matter. After our first application, then the governments have changed, and the municipality was previously managed by a government administrator. Now the government administrator has been removed, and they have replaced the municipal commissioners. So the chairman of the municipality, he requested us to write a letter and he will follow up the matter. Bhakti Charu Sami and Sarvabhavana Das met him and they said that he was favorably disposed, but he was not aware of the matter. So since then we have given him a letter. It'll take some time to get a reply.
The government changed and everything changed.
Things are very unstable. Government changes and everything is in the air for some time. The local people of Panihati were very eager to have it developed, so it should not be difficult. They had repeatedly requested you. When there is public desire,
unless we get authority,
we will get the clear title, otherwise you won't do anything.
We have to invite someone. Act very cautiously. Who are present here now?
Giriraj Das, Jayapataka Swami, Bhavananda Goswami, Hari Suri Prabhu, Bhagavan Prabhu, and myself.
Bhavananda?
We are all sitting around, usually.
So? If you want, you can give me little fruit juice. Will you satisfy you?
What, Srila Prabhupada?
Are you satisfied?
I've taken that.
Complain.
No. If I take it, for you.
Yes, that is very nice.
Prabhupada said, are you satisfied if he takes some fruit juice?
Oh, yes.
And Srila Prabhupada, if you could just take a little of that medicine, I spoke to Dr. Ghosh, and he said that we'll cut down the amount of the medicine. Bhakti Chodu has made it up. Just take a moment to take, and then we can take with the food juice.
Is that fruit juice fresh?
They say yes, fresh and fresh and nice. Grape juice.
You want to be covered, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some covering?
Side. You're giving me the deep.
We're applying it with love, Srila Prabhupada.
Speak to Devani.
Don't worry, they won't get you while we're in you. The professional massage man, he massages with oil, and we are massaging with love.
That oil creates some end.
Yes, the ants are attracted by its sweetness. But we are only hoping to attract you by the sweetness of our massage. No ants will come.
chant Hare Krishna. Krishna. This is Rupa Goswami Mehta. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna Niveka. So you are already attached to Krishna. You will see the picture. And in that, so you can give this picture to him, you know.
We're putting it in his room.